This is Brian Cambria with news for the KVNF listening area, Wednesday, March 13th, 2013. Civil unions will soon be a reality for gay and lesbian couples in Colorado. The state legislature passed a bill Tuesday allowing civil unions, and it's now off to the governor for his signature. As Benta Berkland reports, it marks the end of a long and often bitter legislative journey.
The House gallery was packed as people watched lawmakers cast their final votes. It's the last time the legislature will debate civil unions, and lawmakers in both parties took note of the moment, like Democrat Pete Lee of Colorado Springs.
For some in this chamber, this is the reason that we are here at this time and in this place.
Lee says it's a vote to redeem lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender friends and family from the scourge of discrimination.
Today is a day that will be remembered in the hearts because it is a day that we fulfilled Colorado's constitutional promise, which grants everyone inalienable rights to enjoy their lives and liberty.
The vote comes as Coloradans have elected more openly gay and lesbian state lawmakers than any place in the country. Dominic Moreno of Commerce City is one of those lawmakers.
I hope that we've proven ourselves that we are just as caring, just as competent, and just as deserving of the same legal protections that you and your families enjoy.
This is the third year Democrats have brought up civil union legislation. Last year they had the votes, but Republican leaders blocked the bill from making it to the House floor.
The conservatives and Republican Party is a bigger party than the bulk of the conversation that's been held here.
Republican Representative Sherry Giroux of Evergreen is one of two GOP lawmakers voting in favor of the bill. She also alluded to last year's GOP filibuster.
What we do down here is a game of chess. I don't like politics, but I do like policy. This is a good bill. Vote yes.
But others in the House chamber argue the bill would undermine the traditional family structure. Republican Lori Sain of DeCono says it's the next step to gay marriage.
Both sides know that is what it's about. Folks had spoken about being on the right side of history. We know in other states where civil unions have passed that was overturned quickly because it was said it was now unfair that there was a separate institution.
Republicans also wanted religious exemptions for people and businesses that don't want to honor a civil union. Representative Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs says the measure would violate religious freedoms.
This bill, Senate Bill 11, does not recognize the religious conscience of those who have entities that make child placements, that make decisions about who will instruct and raise and nurture their children.
I know there are a lot of issues in front of us that we are dealing with, but this one is special to a lot of us.
That's Democratic Speaker of the House Mark Ferrandino, the state's first openly gay speaker. He says it's time to pass civil unions to offer benefits such as spousal support, hospital visitation rights, and inheritance rights.
Gay, lesbian are just asking that we have our love recognized like any other love.
Proponents of the bill also looked back to say just how far the state has come. 20 years ago, Colorado earned a bad reputation in the gay community as the hate state after voters passed a ballot initiative that excluded LGBT people from anti-discrimination laws. The U.S. Supreme Court later overturned the initiative, calling it unconstitutional. Democratic Senator Pat Stedman of Denver was a main sponsor of the bill. He's gay and has worked on gay rights issues for two decades. He says he's not done yet.
Civil unions are not marriage. They are something that are separate and distinct and lesser and unequal. And that really is not good enough.
Still, Stedman called Tuesday a joyous day. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Yesterday, five people filed suit against Delta County commissioners and six members of the Hostetler family. They're seeking to force the closure of a laying operation on Powell Mesa that was controversial even before the first chicken was delivered to the facility about a year ago. KVNF's Marty Derlin has more.
The suit was filed in district court by plaintiffs Travis Jardin, Corinne Holder, Susan Raymond, Mark Kuhl, and Andrea Robinsong. That's the same court, the 7th Judicial District, that ruled against the county in July and remanded the decision back to the commissioners, who reapproved the hen-laying operations in October. What has been dubbed the Chicken Wars began in 2011 when Delta County considered the Hostetlers' two proposed layer operations, one on Powell Mesa and the other on Redlands Mesa. The Planning Commission recommended denials for both, but the county commissioners approved the proposals, provided the Hostetlers met a list of conditions imposed under the county's specific development regulations. But neighbors argued that the hen-laying operations were incompatible with the neighborhoods and also did not fit with the goals of the Delta County Master Plan. Shortly after the approval, they filed their first lawsuit against the county. When the facility began to operate, neighbors said the mitigating conditions had not been met. The county inspected twice, giving the Hostetlers second chances to fix the violations. But the neighbors continued to cite clouds of dust coming from the facility, and videos documenting the dust were regularly posted by neighbor Susan Raymond, a veterinarian who says her animals, business, and health are being negatively affected. The current lawsuit says the county's most recent decision in October was flawed because the Hostetlers, quote, did not present competent evidence to challenge the assertions of the neighbors that the chicken farm operation was causing serious health problems and that its presence would cause real estate values for the neighbors to drop substantially, unquote. The suit alleges that the county's conduct is a violation of the neighbors' due process and says the commissioners are biased against the plaintiffs. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
The Denver Post reports that the first two meetings have been set for the legislative body that will write rules for recreational marijuana in Colorado. The committee will meet this Friday and again the following Friday, March 22nd. Both meetings will be at 1:30 p.m. in the old Supreme Court chambers of the state capitol in Denver. The joint committee, the name is not a pun. It means that both House and Senate members will sit on the panel. The joint committee was formed to take the recommendations of the Amendment 64 Implementation Task Force and cobble them into laws. The task force finished its work last month and is expected to present its report to the legislature this week. Among the recommendations, allowing out-of-staters to buy pot in Colorado marijuana stores, allowing employers to fire workers for smoking marijuana off the job, and referring proposals for hefty sales and excise taxes on pot to the voters. Democrats appointed Senator Gail Schwartz to the committee, among other lawmakers. Republicans have not yet announced their appointments. According to legislative leaders, the committee must review the recommendations and propose bills by March 29th. Those bills will then go through the normal legislative process, requiring multiple votes in the House and the Senate before being sent to Governor Hickenlooper. Gallup recently released a new study showing Colorado is second only to Hawaii in terms of states where people are happy and healthy. The study rates overall well-being, including physical and emotional health, life evaluation, work environment, and access to basic amenities. Colorado ranks number one in the study's physical health category. Both Colorado and Utah make Gallup's group of elite five states that have shown a sustained level of well-being over 5 years. Gallup says residents of the states on the elite list, Hawaii, Utah, Minnesota, Colorado, and Montana, have a few things in common. They rate their lives much better today and in the future. Their emotional health is superior, including lower rates of clinically diagnosed depression. Obesity rates are lower. They have fewer diseases and they enjoy their jobs more. They also smoke less and exercise more. Denver is rated as the fourth best metropolitan area in terms of well-being, and Boulder is the nation's second-ranked mid-sized community in the study. If emotional and physical well-being are important to your life, here are the states you'll want to avoid, according to the survey. The bottom five are Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Now, I feel compelled to add a quote from Abraham Lincoln on this one. He said, "A man is generally as happy as he makes up his mind he's going to be." Thus concludes today's newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria. Good day.